I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, December 13th. The issue of the 50-year lease extension for Quarry Hills Associates to operate the Granite Links Golf Club in Quincy is back before the Quincy City Council this coming Monday night. The Ordinance Committee will continue discussions on the proposal Monday at 6:30 at City Hall. The committee is reviewing the proposal from the administration that would extend the lease for 50 years after the current lease expires in 32 years. The plan also provides for the option of selling 12 acres of the 241-acre property to Quarry Hills for construction of a 110-room hotel. Quarry Hills says it needs the lease extension to secure financing for the hotel and other improvements. Some residents want Quarry Hills to abide by the lease agreement to properly maintain playing fields, walking trails, and the parking lot at the site. Other residents expressed concern about the financial arrangement included in the lease. Monday's City Council meeting is the last scheduled council meeting of the year. A Quincy man has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for tax evasion. Federal prosecutors say 60-year-old Sue Nguyen hid over $10 million in corporate revenue, evading more than $2 million in federal taxes. Officials say Nguyen owned and operated General Employment Services Temp Employment Agency from 2016 to 2020. Clients paid his company for work performed by his employees. Nguyen deposited a small number of client checks into a bank account that he used for company business and reported that income. However, officials say Nguyen cashed the majority of client checks at a check casher in Worcester and used that money on himself and to pay workers under the table. Nguyen took over $10 million in client checks and did not report the revenue or the under-the-table payments. Nguyen was also ordered to pay over $2 million in restitution. He'll serve a year of supervised release after his 18-month sentence. Quincy residents will get an extra week to get rid of their yard waste because of this week's storm. The DPW says curbside collection of yard waste will be extended till next week. Yard waste should be curbside by 7 a.m. on your regular trash collection day. Yard waste may also be disposed of at the DPW yard on C Street Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. A car crashed into a house overnight in Abington, sending three people to the hospital and leaving the home uninhabitable for the time being. Abington Fire Department says the vehicle struck the High Street house about midnight. People inside the home were in a different part of the house when the car struck and were not injured in the incident. Three people in the vehicle were hurt and taken to a local hospital. The home was evacuated and power was cut to the house. Further details are not immediately available. Two 15-year-old boys are facing criminal charges after police say they crashed a stolen car during a chase on the expressway, bringing yesterday morning's traffic to a standstill. A trooper on patrol in the area of Granite Avenue in Milton identified a stolen BMW around 9 a.m. and tried to stop it, but the driver evaded the cruiser by taking a ramp onto the northbound side of the highway. The driver then crashed into a pickup truck a short time later, propelling that into a state police cruiser near exit 13A in Dorchester. The BMW then struck a guardrail on the right side of the highway and came to a stop. A pair of juveniles, whose names have not been released because of their ages, were taken into custody and booked at the South Boston State Police Barracks on charges of delinquent by reason of receipt of stolen motor vehicle, delinquent by reason of unlicensed operation, and delinquent by reason of negligent operation. Operator of the pickup truck was taken to a local hospital. There were no other injuries. Traffic was diverted at exit 11 and the deposit on-ramp for about 20 minutes while crews worked to clear the wreckage. All of the travel lanes were reopened just after 10 a.m. It wasn't immediately clear where the BMW was stolen from. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center is holding a blood drive today through 3:30 at the Quincy Health Department at the Kennedy Center. Appointments may be made by emailing blooddonor@partners.org or calling 617-632-3206. Donors will receive a Kraft Family Blood Donor Center hooded sweatshirt. Over 7,300 wreaths will be placed on veterans' graves at city-run cemeteries in Quincy on Saturday for the annual Wreaths Across America event. Ceremonies will be held at 10:30 at Pine Hill Cemetery and at noon at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. And volunteers are encouraged to contact Quincy Veteran Services Director Christine Cugini for more information. The Quincy Choral Society and members of Eastern Nazarene College will perform Handel's Messiah Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Wollaston Church of the Nazarene. The tickets will be available at the door. The new Quincy 400 office will be open Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Monroe Building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center. And the board game Quincyopoly and other Quincy 400 merchandise will be available. The Quincy Animal Shelter will hold a holiday open house Saturday from 10 to 3 at their East Squantum Street location. Refreshments and a raffle table will be available. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Discovering Pasadena Jesset Park on Saturday at 9 a.m. The tour will be approximately 1 mile on a gently rolling gravel path. Register by emailing Sally Owen, sowen@quincyma.gov. The Penns Hill Neighborhood Association's annual Winter Walk of Lights will be held Saturday at 5:30 p.m. at Omquist Flowerland. Pizza and hot chocolate will be available. Quincy's free seasonal outdoor skating rink is open through the end of February school vacation week. The rink is located across from the Quincy District Courthouse and will be operated by the Quincy Recreation Department. Skate times can be reserved at quincyrec.com or quincyma.gov. The Norfolk County Registry of Deeds holding their annual holiday food drive through December 19th. Donations of non-perishable food may be dropped off at their headquarters on High Street in Dedham Square weekdays from 8 to 4:30. Suggested donations include canned goods, breakfast cereals, pasta, sauces, toiletries, and paper products. Visiting hours will be held Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cohane Funeral Home in Quincy for Loretta Keenan of Quincy. Keenan was the mother-in-law of Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch and mother of retired Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan, Senator John Keenan, Quincy firefighter Matthew Keenan, another son and two other daughters. Loretta Keenan died December 7th at the age of 90. A 10 a.m. mass will be held Monday at St. Anne's Church with burial at Pine Hill Cemetery. Donations may be made to Daughters of Mary of Nazareth in Quincy. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are lower. The Dow is down 234, the NASDAQ dropped 132, and the S&P fell 32. Asian stocks also fell, tracking Wall Street's decline in response to potentially discouraging data on the economy. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $70 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Detroit 123-99. They'll be in Washington to play the Wizards Sunday at 6. Seattle beat the Bruins 5-1. The Bees are off to Vancouver tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. The Patriots are in Arizona Sunday 4:25 against the Cardinals. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy, breezy, high of 33. Clear tonight, cold, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 32. Cloudy on Sunday with a high of 34. And some showers Monday afternoon with a high of 43. For the boater, waves 2 feet. West winds 10 to 15. Gusting to 20 knots. High tide 8:58 a.m. Sunrise 7:04. Sets at 4:12. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open this morning at 8 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, December 13th.